Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Brandon, you certainly hit the nail on the head. Last month you were talking about winter weather, and guess what? We got it. Snow, ice, strong winds, and cold, cold temperatures.
And you know what, boss? Everyone that purchased a Chevy Silverado last month from Graf had no problem pushing through all the snow and staying warm, and saved a whole lot of money in the process.
And for those who didn't get a Chevy truck last month, GM is out to make it a January to remember by increasing the incentives even more. Right now, you can save over $11,000 on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Pickup.
We also have two 2014 Buick Enclaves on the lot that we're clearing out with over $10,000 in savings.
This just in. Save an additional $500 in auto show bonus cash on select vehicles.
It's all here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, where trucks are what we do.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Transform your business with the media products by the hands of Clark Ramsey Productions on WLEW Sports. It's the CPS Tigers on the road at the Caseville Eagles from beautiful Caseville, Michigan. They didn't want to, the tourists are out of here, and now it's just the locals.
Yeah, no beads flying, no parade, no smell of greasy cheeseburgers. Just you, me, all of our friends out here in Eagle Land, and two evenly matched teams that are just itching to go after it. 1 minute and 35 seconds to go in the warm-up.
Well, for the predictions, it's a tie ball game for us, John. It's 2-2.
Oh, God.
Clark Ramsey securing the last victory, so therefore I get to go first. I will say Las Vegas has CPS favored by 8.5 points.
Oh, Vegas. It's hard to go against them, isn't it?
It is. It's difficult.
I'm waiting, though.
I'm going to say CPS by 9.
CPS by 9, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and shock everybody. Caseville by 2.
Caseville by 2. All right. None of this higher or lower. The past two games, we've been picking the same teams. It's just who's had the larger over or under has secured the victory. So we'll see what happens tonight.
And like I said, we have two evenly matched teams that they could go down to the wire on this one. So.
They very well could. Who knows?
And I hope they do, because, I mean, that 2 points is going to look awful good.
Well, when you look at it, both teams collectively have one victory and 10 losses. So what we do know is someone's going to get a victory tonight.
Yeah, this
whether it's CPS getting their second or Caseville with their first.
What does Vegas say on the odds of going into overtime? Triple overtime. Quadruple overtime.
Well, in a 40-40 game, I'd say it's about 1-80.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we wanted overtime, we would have brought the ugly JVs. So.
That game's going to live in infamy for you, isn't it?
It sure
but
is.
It went to triple? Quadruple
It had
overtime.
To go to quadruple.
Of course it did.
And, of course, we still are clueless as to who actually won that game between ugly and Reese.
It's time for a quick break. When we return, we'll have the game. Caseville hosting the CPS Tigers on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
And just like that, we're ready to start this one off as we're finding out our starting lineups from both squads. First starting for the CPS Tigers, number one, he's a sophomore, Tony Nugent. Number three, a junior, Aaron Cooney. Number 20, Wyatt Hooper. He's a senior. Number 23, Aaron Smith, also a senior. And a sophomore for number 24 is Justin Ritchie. For the Caseville Eagles, well, we're finding that out right now. It's number 23, Justin Falkenberg. He's a senior. Number 25, Isaac Belts. He's a junior.
Number 33,
Mason Kazefka, a junior. He's rocking the mouthpiece tonight. Number 35, Skyler Fillion. He's a senior.
And rounding out the Eagle lineup is number 15, Carter Redwans.
There you have it. For the WLEW Sports Network presentation of CPS at Caseville on Sports Radio 102.1. John Mooney, final thoughts before we tip off here.
Well, here we go. I mean, we've got, like I said, two teams that really want to get that W in the NCTL, and it's out there for them. We're going to know exactly who gets it in a couple hours.
Caseville will be going right to left across your radio. CPS left to right. Caseville in their home white uniforms with red lettering and red numbers. They red triangle down their shorts and a thin red pinstripe down the side. CPS in the navy blue and gold uniforms. Gold outline, gold stripes down the side, and say basically gold epaulets on the shoulders. Tip is won by CPS, and here we go. Tigers left to right across your radio. Number 20, Wyatt Hooper, hands it off to Tony Nugent. Goes to the left wing, dribbling.
Looks like the Eagles picking up man-to-man.
Down to the left post to Justin Ritchie. Hands it out back to number one. Nugent tries going for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Caseville. Caseville over to the left wing. Takes the jump shot from 16 feet. Number 23, Falkenberg's no good. And scooped up by Caseville on the rebound. Back down to the key to number 23. That's Falkenberg. Back over to 35, Fillion. Now Kazefka at the free throw line, dribbling. Resets the offense. Over to the right wing, Falkenberg. Drives down to the baseline. Goes to work, and we have a whistle. And it's going to be a travel, so that's going to be the first turnover for Caseville on the night. CPS ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
Well, they were moving the ball pretty well, the Eagles were. Turnover, though, negated the shot. And here come the CPS Tigers.
Number one, Tony Nugent, the ball. The point guard for CPS gives it to the left elbow, tries to get over to Aaron Smith, and this one is scooped up and held ball. It's going to be possession arrow Caseville.
Skyler Fillion saw his opportunity. He dove for the ball and came up with it. Caseville ball.
It's still 0-0. We played a minute. 6:55 to play in the first quarter. CPS at Caseville. Caseville with the ball right to left across your radio. Over to the right wing to Redwood.